Hello and welcome to Plan Lehigh Valley, the WDIY program presented along with our partners from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. Joining me as always are our co-hosts, Becky Bradley, Executive Director of the Planning Commission, and Managing Editor Matt Assad.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. So our show today is going to focus on the effort to expand the region's trail network to improve its benefits, not only to our recreation system, but our transportation network, environmental resiliency, and the economy. To help us understand why the benefits of a robust trail network go well beyond recreational uses, we have LVPC's transportation planner, Evan Gardy, as our guest. Evan led the LVPC team that created the Lehigh Valley Trail Connection Strategy. He arrived at the commission in 2023 and has helped in developing the region's $4.4 billion long-range transportation plan, as well as the current $633 million plan to maintain and enhance the Lehigh Valley's roads, bridges, trails, and transit. Most recently, he led a team that developed the Valley's first electric vehicle infrastructure plan, and he leads the 10-county Eastern PA Freight Alliance and helped create a walk audit webpage designed to improve the region's pedestrian corridors and intersections. A graduate of Westchester University with a degree in urban and environmental planning, he's an expert in alternative transportation and developing environmentally friendly transportation options. Evan, I feel that you are overworked. Matt, for someone who isn't familiar with this, what is the Lehigh Valley Trail Connection Strategy and why does it matter?
So the Trail Connection Strategy is kind of exactly what the title says. It's a strategy to create a connected trail network that would allow you to get on the trail and stay on the trail and get all the way across the Lehigh Valley without having to leave the trail. Everybody's aware of trails like in their neighborhoods or sometimes right in their backyards, but most of those trails sort of end somewhere where you can't get very far down the road. We do have the DNL trail. It's a pretty good spine. It's pretty extensive, but even that has some breaks in it. You know, the idea with this is to take inventory on where all of those trails are, figure out where the gaps are between them, and then set a priority list of what gaps you can sort of pick off one by one as the planning and the money becomes available. You know, we last did this in 2013, and when we looked at it, we're kind of amazed at how many gaps were filled. A lot of work has been done since 2013, you know, and the reason this is so important is because people consistently in our sort of countywide and our Lehigh Valley-wide surveys say that trails and recreation are the number one thing they think is the best thing about the Lehigh Valley. So it is tops on everybody's list.
Yeah, it is definitely something that makes this area unique. Becky, what made you want to tackle this analysis now?
Well, we knew that there were a number of gaps that had been closed, but we wanted to prioritize that next set of gaps and have, you know, robust discussions with the municipalities and the counties and the parks recreation community that actually helps close these gaps and figure out, you know, what's next. Because if you don't have a plan, you're never going to achieve it. And some of these gaps are very, very difficult to close. Think about this, like there could be 20 properties in a 1 mile segment, and you have to get permission from all 20 of those property owners to run a trail through their land. So these are very, very large efforts, even for small segments of trail, to make sure that we can achieve these broader goals of that interconnected system, like Matt mentioned.
Right. So, Becky, when people think of trails, they instinctively think about recreation and the environment, but the benefits go well beyond that, right?
Yes. And actually, in Future LV, the regional plan, when we remerged the Bi-County Comprehensive Plan and the Long Range Transportation Plan back in 2018, 2019, we designated what we call centers and corridors, which connects destinations using the roadway system, but also trails. Because we found out, especially during the pandemic, but we had found it out before then, that people were actually using the trail network to commute, to run errands. But also to recreate, right? Those traditional things that we think of. But trails can be key components of green infrastructure networks. For example, think of the Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor Trail, or the DNL. It runs along the Lehigh River from, basically tip to tail is the goal here in the Lehigh Valley. And what that does is it actually protects the waterway from direct development, because a trail is primarily right along either the canal or the Lehigh River. So there's brings people closer to nature, but it also helps protect the floodplain and the wildlife and water quality and things that are along that waterway. One of the things that we don't necessarily think of is that it has economic benefits. Health benefits are obvious, right? But economic benefits may not be as obvious. When we did an assessment of the value of the natural system services that the environment in the Lehigh Valley provides to our region in 2014, now, albeit this is 2014, it was estimated that over $80 million in direct economic impacts annually from just walking and biking were brought into the economy. So that's everything from direct spending on outerwear and athletic wear and equipment, as well as generating income for trail user and supporting businesses, restaurants, trailside cafes, bike repair shops. Property values are also boosted by trails. And that same return on environment showed that homes near trails within a quarter mile of a trail, open space, or a park average a worth of over $14,600 more than those that are more than a quarter mile away. And that would obviously be higher today. And we'll be working over the next year or so to update that component. But, not only does it have all of these direct benefits, but it has ones that we don't necessarily traditionally think of as well.
So, Evan, how extensive is the trail system today, and how much more is planned?
Yeah, so we have many hundreds of miles of trail in the Lehigh Valley. We have the Lehigh Valley Link Network, which is kind of the coalition of trails in the valley, and that makes up 125 miles of trail. And then with that and all of the other trails that run through our parks, our neighborhoods, we have nearly or a little bit more than 300 miles of hiking and biking trails that run through the valley. And there's another almost double, a couple hundred more miles of trails planned for the future for conceptual trails, and all those that we see in our communities going on now.
So, with such an extensive network, how did you conduct the analysis and how did you set priorities?
Yeah, so we did quite a complex data-driven and geospatial analysis to determine the classifications of these trails and take an inventory. We reached out to many of our communities here in the Lehigh Valley and a lot of our nonprofit partners, our trail partners, to kind of gather all of this data to create the inventory of trails. And then with all of that data, we looked at a lot of different factors, whether or not some of these trail gaps were mentioned in our future LV regional plan and aligned with that. We have our walk role active transportation plan from the LVPC here, and we connected the trail gaps to that. We took a look at a lot of regional specific criteria, whether or not the trails would be able to be integrated with our transit network here with Lehigh and Northampton Transportation Authority or LANTA. We took a look at safety data, connectivity to employment centers. We also took a look at, from a statewide perspective, the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, or DCNR, has a statewide priority list, and some of our trails are noted in that as well. And then we took a look at the lengths of the trail gap segments, thinking that, maybe some of these shorter gaps would be easier to close. So we focused on that. And then we took a look at the what we call shovel readiness of trail projects. And those are things like, is the trail designed in some way? Have they already received a right of way for these trail corridors, or if they've received any other funding as well? So a lot of factors went into choosing these trail gaps.
And then tell us about some of the priority trail connections. Which trails are next on the list?
Sure. So we have 57 trail gaps identified within the trail connection strategy. We kind of boiled that down to four categories, with our top, those next trails being our critical priority trail gaps. So we have 10 of those identified within this inventory. We've got a couple trail gaps within the Jordan Creek Greenway Trail out in South Whitehall Township, North Whitehall Township, and the city of Allentown. We have the Carl Sturter Arch Trail over in the city of Easton and crossing into Palmer Township. It ends currently at the Simone Silk Mill and would connect down into the Palmer Bikeway and Hackett Park in Palmer Township. We've got three different sections of the DNL Trail, as we mentioned earlier. We've got a couple sections down in the city of Allentown and then going up into Whitehall Township, and then Riverside Drive as well as a big part of that DNL trail gap. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive Trail. There's a lot of work going on over there, connecting the Little Lehigh Parkway path up to the Cedar Beach Park and Trail in Allentown. Up in Stockertown and Tatamie, we have the Stockertown to Tatamie Rail Trail, where it currently ends at Main Street in Tatamie Borough down to Sherman Metzger Park in Stockertown Borough. And then we've got the Two Rivers Trail Extension out in West Easton and the city of Easton, and connecting the Two Rivers Trailway to where the DNL ends out there, and then down to Lehigh Drive and Larry Holmes Drive down in the southern part of the city. And then our final of those top 10 is the Bushkill Township PPL Trail. So the Bushkill Township Trail kind of ends up in Bushkill Township at PA 512, and this would be a connection from that ending to the Appalachian Trail there along the mountain range there. Those are the top 10 kind of priority ones that we identified through that extensive data review that we did. But then those other 47 are not to be forgotten about or put to the wayside. They're also very important trail gaps that we noted in the plan, and we hope to move those forward as we kind of close these top 10 critical gaps.
And even the 10, look in the plan, they're numbered 1 to 10, but that's not a priority list. You know, they are all a priority, and there's really nothing stopping from communities simultaneously working on several of the trails at once.
Okay, so to make that happen, there needs to be money, right? So Becky, where does the money come from?
Oh, it comes from many, many places. And that's one of the incredible things about the trail community is the fact that A, they have to acquire all of this right away, and B, then they have to raise money. So it can come from the local government and their capital plans. It can come from the counties and their various programs that they have. A lot of the funding actually comes from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources in particular. It can also come from nonprofit sources as well, like the DNL Heritage Corridor. So there's many, many Wildlands Conservancy is a key partner. They do a lot of land protection actually, and buying a lot of easements for natural resource reasons, but also to support parks and rec. So it really is the biggest partnership that you can imagine. There are people from all over that are dedicated, government, nonprofit, community members. Look at the folks that have done the Ironton Rail Trail. That was done 100% by volunteers. So we even have volunteers building trails, donating materials, as well as, you know, having contracts let for private construction firms to build them as well. So these absolutely are a labor of love. And the beautiful thing about the Lehigh Valley is the fact that we have over 300 miles of trail today, right? And the fact that that was done by those same complicated, deliberate, slow, intentional methods of putting it all together, one piece at a time, $1 at a time, 1 hour worth of volunteerism at a time. It's an absolutely incredible thing. And, you know, if it had the same kind of funding and resources that, let's say, the road network does, we would be having a different conversation. Then we'd probably have thousands of miles of trail. But we, in particular, work a lot to connect the sidewalk network into the trail network, to connect those on-road connections to the off-road connections, so to speak. So everybody's got their part and tries to do their bit. And so this has really been an important kind of labor of love for everyone, especially with the trail community going through these gaps and developing this strategy along with Evan and Susan Meyerhoff and Christian Martinez and the crew here at the LVPC.
So it sounds like these folks, these community members are dreaming big, right? Is it about being strategic with limited dollars?
Oh my gosh, yes. And honestly, that's how the trails get done, right? Like you might have one property owner that's willing to allow an easement or sell a portion of their land. And so, you're going to focus in on that segment of trail first because you've got the ability to put the trail in that location. And that's why the gap closure is so important because you have a number of gaps, Evan noted, but 57, I believe.
57.
Okay. Ooh, got it. The
Yep.
57 gaps. And so you don't want to stop working on those, but it is important to dream big, right? And that's what this trail gap strategy does. But it's more than a dream, as evidenced by the amount of trails that are here. People literally are working together to make this happen. But, revising plans, celebrating how far we've come, laying out the strategy for where we want to go next. That helps motivate and keep everybody motivated to continue to do more.
Yeah, and one of the more encouraging things in the trail strategy connect, is there's a section in there that talks about the progress that's been made since 2013. And it's pretty extensive. I mean, there was a lot of sort of gaps. There weren't so much gap identified in 2013, but it showed what we had. And you can see how many have been extended. And it's pretty impressive. A lot of folks got a lot done in, what is this, 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, in the previous 2013 Top Trail Gap Plan, we identified 10 trail gaps as well. And those trail gaps, a lot of work has been done. I just wanted to highlight one that we kind of worked together with a couple of communities here in the valley, is the South Betham Greenway Trail. I'm sure you've seen some things about that in the news recently, but we at the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission, with the support of Lehigh Valley Transportation Study, got some money together to help cl finally close that gap where the South Betham Greenway ends in the city of Bethlehem down to the Saucon Rail Trail in Hellertown. So that's just an exciting example of the collaboration that we've done in the Lehigh Valley to close some of these trail gaps identified.
Yeah, the funding that Evan's talking about is Transportation Alternative Set Aside Funds, which is actually transportation dollars that you can use for bike and pedestrian safety, that you can use for enhancing mobility that is outside of a car, right? And so the city came to us and said, hey, we've received money from Northampton County, we've received money from the state. We just have this little bit left, and then we can get the whole thing done. How much money was it, Evan, that they allocated?
$500,000 through the TASA program was enough to kind of put the final pin in that project. Yeah.
And by closing that 1 mile gap, it wasn't even a mile, 0.9 of 1 mile. By closing that, it creates 14 continuous miles of trail that you can get on and just keep riding.
But those are the types of partnerships, like, hey, we're just short this amount of money. Can you close this gap? Hey, we need to do preliminary engineering on this. Can we talk to the civil engineering community and see if they can donate some time to a project? Because none of these grants ever cover engineering. Well, most of them don't, I should say. But some of the transportation dollars can do that. But I mean, you've got to get to a point where you can pull a permit, right? And then you could stick a shovel in the ground. So it's so many layers and so many people. I think that's another reason why it's such a point of pride for the Lehigh Valley, is because everybody knows someone who's involved with trails.
Yep, that's true. So, what does success look like 5 to 10 years from now?
Well, all the gaps will be closed, but no. In reality, yes, that's a great goal. In reality, we really should be picking away at these gaps and likely others, right? Because as we get more and more people and more growth, we actually have to grow the network of recreational facilities, and that includes trails. The trails connect us, They connect our communities, they connect us to jobs, to schools, to errands, to the environment, helps protect valuable resources, and provide economic opportunity. So that alone is critical in making sure that we continue to work on these gaps. Again, I think we're going to close a number of them, right? Probably a handful of them. About one gets closed a year, really. And then, we were working on that next set of gaps.
One of the ones that is labeled a top 10 in the entire state, Riverside Drive, is actually scheduled to be done within that 5 to 10 year range.
Yeah,
And
true.
that's one of the bigger ones with all of those hurdles Becky talked about times 10. I
Yeah,
mean,
that was one. I'm not sure if we talked about it on the show before, but we worked with the city of Allentown, Lehigh County and Whitehall Township, Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor, Wildlands Conservancy. I'm probably missing 15 other people or agencies in there too. But it's the largest gap in the DNL system. And it's also the most heavily populated gap. So right in Allentown up to Whitehall, right? And through Whitehall, almost up to Ray Street. So roughly from Union, Hamilton Street up to Ray Street in Whitehall. So a pretty good stretch of trail. And the right of way was owned by the Waterfront Partners. And they, as part of their redevelopment, bought that rail right of way and put in Riverside Drive. They needed it for the development site, but we were like, hey, we want to close the gap. And we started talking to them. And this is a decade ago at this point, and said, hey, could we work on this trail connectivity component? Then PennDOT got involved and they said, hey, we could work on a road component. Atlanta got involved and said, hey, we want to work on a transit component. And it just turned into this really wonderful thing. And now we're going to have a complete street essentially from the Allentown section all the way up to basically the Fullerton Avenue interchange. It'll connect up right at Wood Avenue at Fullerton Avenue or Fullerton, yeah, Fullerton Avenue off of 22. And so you'll have a new connection down into the city, complete street. And a complete street means that you've got vehicle access, but you also have pedestrian and bike access in a safe way. And the trail will be carried on that kind of trail sidewalk section. And then north of Fullerton Avenue up to Ray Street will be the DNL trail. And then Lehigh County is working to close the gap north of there up to Ironton. So, it's another gap in the trail connection strategy. So we're picking these things off one at a time. But all of us got together and applied for a $20 million grant from the US Department of Transportation to close that big Riverside Drive gap. LVPC applied on behalf of the group, and we were able to get $21.12 million, which was 100% matched by the Waterfront Partners with the donation of the land, legal services, all sorts of other things that they help provide. And so that's actually the biggest public-private partnership for recreation, and quite frankly, the biggest in the Lehigh Valley in decades. So that's in the design permitting process right now. And so that should be complete by 2029.
and we think very soon after it's opens, it will become perhaps the Lehigh Valley's most traveled commuter trail, because it won't be just recreation. People will be getting to work and shopping and, throughout the valley on it.
So they'll be commuting on foot or by bike on these trails?
Either.
Oh,
A lot
okay.
of bikers. There's several bike police in both cities that commute from suburban locations, one from Nazareth into the city of Allentown. So I mean, there's people that are using the trails just to get to work already, whether they're a cop, but or they're somebody that just trying to get to a retail job. At the end of the day, all jobs matter, right? And so it's an opportunity for us to make different choices, to live healthier lifestyles, to be more productive. And I think that's the really cool part about it.
All right. So, Evan, as we're wrapping up here today, anything else you want to make sure that the public knows about this project?
Sure. I think a really important part of the plan and something that's just really important to us at the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission is kind of how this plan interacts with or kind of fits in with a lot of the other plans that we have going on at the LVPC. We've got an update coming of our future LV, the regional plan, kind of towards the end of this year, early next year. And we look at that as kind of overall comprehensive plan of our region. And a lot of the other plan work that we do here in the valley kind of fits into that. I look at it as like the tool belt, and then all of these kind of smaller plans are different tools. So connecting this in with all of the other transportation planning work, all the land use work that we do here, is really important, because if you can tie all those together, you can get a lot of these kind of trail gaps closed and a lot of projects to kind of coexist with each other. So I think that's a really important part to note. We note that in the plan. That's all I got, I think.
Okay. Well, we've always said about the Lehigh Valley and what makes it a place that people want to live and work is location, location, location. But certainly quality of life is a big component of what makes this such a great place. And the outdoor trails is a big component of that. So great topic today. Matt, if people want to see this plan, where can they find it?
So we are putting the finishing touches on the plan. There are some stakeholders looking at it now and giving us some ideas on their thoughts on it. But in the next few weeks, it will be reviewed by our commission's environment and transportation committees, and then it will be online at lvpc.org.
All right.
lvpc.org in a few weeks, and it'll be there.
Okay. All right. And so with that, we are all out of time. You can always listen to this program again at wdiy.org or on our free app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell, and you've been listening to Plan Lehigh Valley.